Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the USMLE Guys podcast. Today, we're diving into a short clip from one of our recent USMLE Coaches Corner Live episodes on YouTube. This is a quick tip that you can take and immediately use to boost your USMLE Step 1 and or Step 2 CK exam performance and results. If you find this tip to be useful and you want to ace your USMLE exams with certainty, in less time, and with ease, visit us at usmleguys.com to learn how we can help you make it happen. Now let's dive into today's episode. All right, next up, right. How to write a personal statement so good that they won't want to stop reading. When you write, when someone picks up your personal statement, your goal should be, it is so good that there'll be literally no way they could possibly put it down. Doc, give us a few tips that we how we can make this happen.
Well, you got to start early. You got to be unique. You got to think outside the box. You know, and like you said before, when the reader, the program director, the attendings, the residents, whoever's reading it, they want to see this piece of content and say, wow, it's so different and so special that they don't want to put it down, like you just said. They want to meet you. They want to talk to you, and they want you in their program. Remember, you're applying for a position. You want them to picture you, Dr. So-and-so, working side by side, breaking bread with them in the evening, spending valuable time on the weekends, you know, events with everybody, all the residents. And if your personal statement doesn't say something like that, then I'm sorry, doc, it's going to go to the pile like the other ones. Generic stuff. I want to be a doctor because I want to save people. I love people. I want to save lives. Great. I sacrifice. So I'm a hard worker. We all are. What else? What else do you have? That's why you have to take this into thoughts when you put in the information down. Build it over time, not just by sitting by the computer, but just really thinking about what you want them to know about yourself. You have one piece of document, one piece of paper, a bridge for them to connect to know who you are, besides what's on your resume, right? Your scores, your resume, your CV, and your LORs. Personal statement is a gift. Take it serious. Many people don't. They just write something and that's it.
Yeah.
Trash it away.
Something I mentioned earlier was our residency coaching. If you want to learn how to write a personal statement that is outside the box, unique, so good that they won't be able to put it down, that is part of our residency coaching. If anybody's interested, you can go to usmleguys.com/RRMP. I'll leave that on the page here for a couple minutes, so you can check that out, write it down. But you know, just like you said, it's got to be so good that they just don't want to put it down. Like, you know, if you've ever read a short story or a book and it's just so good that you need to keep reading, just like a good show where you want to turn it off, but you can't, you can get to that point. It just, like you said, it takes time. You're not going to put something together over a weekend, especially if you're not a writer. It's going to be that good, but you can over time build something that good. And remember, it's just one page. And that is something that's completely doable. You just have to think outside the box. Also, here's the thing. If you're gonna put together a personal statement that is really, really good, you have to have things on your resume, meaning your life experiences, that actually warrant someone saying, wow, that's crazy, that's awesome. If you're just a boring old person who goes to class, goes home, watches TV, studies, go to bed, and you don't actually do anything amazing with your life or do anything additional to add value to your community, the medical community, wherever you're from, I don't care. If you're not doing things that are really, really cool, you're not gonna be able to put those very cool things on your personal statement. And then you're kind of stuck because you don't wanna lie. But again, if you embellish something that's not all that impressive, it just looks a little weird. So think about it that way. What are some things that you could do that you know no one else is going to do? Now, I'll give you an example. I know someone who in Chicago, on the South Side, where if you're from Chicago or you've been there, you know the South Side is a very, very poor community. I know someone who was involved in planting rooftop gardens. So any building that was basically just a bare roof where nothing was happening, they went and planted vegetables, any kind of food that could possibly grow, you know, over the spring and summer months, and then use that to feed the community of the poor individuals. That is not something most people are doing. And that is a really good outside the box sort of idea that you could put on your resume. And if you can start your personal statement and quickly build into your experience doing this on the South Side, feeding the poor, you know, using dead space to grow things from nothing, it's huge. Really a noble thing to do in my mind. And that's something that if you could take that and spin it in a nice way on a personal statement, I'm going to keep reading. And not only am I going to say that's impressive, I'm going to say that's the type of outside the box thinking, ingenuity, and hardworking person that I don't see why we wouldn't want to at least interview for our program, because we want people like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. Reverse it. You're the one reading multiple personal statements, right? A couple yeah. dozen, a couple of hundred. If they all look very similar, it's fair. We all have a similar goal to be an MD with similar stories, similar family backgrounds. But the person that stands out is a story that you're going to remember, right? Whether it be this or that. Like, we have a lot of doctors when we help them write their personal statements or create the different drafts, we have to sit down and figure out, okay, what do we keep? What don't we keep? Right? The more people working on it, the better it is. And that's why it's amazing, because we see the final draft, we're like, wow, that's pretty nice. And that stands out and makes you look like you're the candidate they want to work with.
How many people, even if they have impressive things that they've done, give us their first draft and it would be an impressive first draft for a program?
Not many. I mean, it's usually very rare. You know,
almost never, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah, in multiple drafts, 3 to 5, maybe more. A lot
even
more
the best of the best students, the people who are honestly probably more impressive than we are, who could be teaching us, you know, because we have a whole team here. We have a group of people here.
Yeah.
Go through it. And that's what you want, right? And even the best of the best can use some help. So I don't care if you're not working with us. If you're writing a personal statement, don't just look at it yourself. Get people who are going to be critical of you to look at it and give you some constructive criticism, because if you really want to impress, you're gonna have to impress people who are tough to impress, and you should find people in your life to do that. And if you don't have those people, use that link on the web on the on your screen, and we can help you.
Yeah, that document's really big. I mean, people don't realize how heavy that is when it comes down to it. People just don't take it serious, or they're sad. You find they look at it very, very, you know, it's very important. So be careful.
Thanks for listening. I hope you found that to be helpful. If you want more, be sure to check out our other episodes right here on the USMLE Guys podcast. And if you're ready to dive in and simplify your USMLE prep process, don't forget to head over to usmleguys.com. I'll see you all on the next episode.